With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll take a look at how spring wheat harvest is progressing across the region. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Do you remember back to the days when business was conducted at the coffee shop? The details were written on a napkin and the deal was concluded by a handshake. If you were the supplier, you probably filled out the check and the amount, and if the guy really trusted you, you filled in the check register. The check might even have been a counter check. Now you can do it on our iPad or phone, or get confirmation that the transaction was concluded by clicking the right button on your email program. Memories. Need seed. Think proceed.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey takes a look at the progress of spring wheat harvesting and a look at the condition of the crop.
Harvest is underway in 5 of the 6 major production states. Nationally, 9% harvested on August 7th. Well behind the 5-year average of 19%, even further behind last year's drought-ravaged crop, 35% complete this date a year ago. This crop currently rated 64% good to excellent, 8% very poor to poor. That is a downturn from last week's 70% good to excellent and 7% very poor to poor. But as we wound down the season last year, barely a tenth of the crop, 11% rated good to excellent. And we saw 61% rated very poor to poor. So even with a couple of pockets of drought lingering in places like Montana and South Dakota, where we see more than 20% of the crop rated very poor to poor, it is going to be a much better season overall for spring wheat producers in the U.S.
As for the winter wheat harvest,
winter wheat harvest continues to race northward. And we're just about done as far north as Nebraska, 95% harvested, and South Dakota, 92% harvested. Just leaving winter wheat remaining in the field in just a few far northern states. Nationally, 86% of the winter wheat harvested by August 7th, 5 points behind the 5-year average, and a little further behind last year's 94%.
With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, with a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.